crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, we are live. I have returned after taking a few days off to be with the family. Thank you so much for joining us. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas. I did pop in with David Knight, of course, Friday. He did a great job guest hosting the transmission. David Knight of InfoWars Nightly News. The crew did a great job as well. All week with some special rebroadcasts that also had new original research and material integrated into those transmissions. But we have returned. This will be the last Sunday broadcast of 2013. It is the 29th day of December 2013. And I do want to open the phones up in the first hour. Now, I usually don't even do that in the second because I tend to have so much news I want to cover, I don't get to your calls. But I specifically, and I'll give the number out in about 20, 30 minutes and open the phones up, want to hear from you on what you think the most important stories of 2013 were, because it's important to be retrospective, and then also to look forward what you think is going to happen in 2014, which I myself and many other folks smarter than I in many areas believe is the most critical year perhaps in world history. Because if we screw up and have another world war, it's going to be thermonuclear, biological, chemical, and nanotech in nature. There's a lot of other weapon systems. And we probably, as a species, won't make it. So we're kind of reaching that point where we've got to decide whether we want to go into the future or not as a species. It's make it or break it time. And I'm not saying all this will happen in 2014, but the breaks, the analogy I was thinking of last night when I was out having dinner with some friends was, it's like pool where you hit the ball, you know, that first hit after you've racked the other balls, and the direction and the lay of the game to come to a great extent is based on how good a hit you put in to that triangle of balls. And that's what 2014 is on so many fronts. It is not just a big deal here in the United States, but it's a big deal worldwide. And there's a lot of different reasons for that. We're going to be breaking it down coming up today. Obviously, there is a massive ton of important news here. And as usual, I don't know where to start. Here's a story from RT from InfoWars.com. We posted it. Drudge linked to it, drudgereport.com. LAPD deploys drug detection swab test at sobriety checkpoints. Now, folks, I've been telling you for about 5 years, these are federal grants. They admit they're to prepare people for forced DNA swabbing at highway checkpoints. And now they're not just hiring off-duty cops to do this under the federal program. They are setting it up and basically forcing people to do it via intimidation. And, hey, mind if I do a breathalyzer? Or I'm going to take you to jail. Now I'm going to take a cheek swab. And I told you that was next. I'm not smart, okay? I've learned how the globalists operate. It's like if you have a con artist neighbor that you've lived next to for 5 years, and you finally learn all their tricks, basically. Because criminals and scammers only have certain systems they follow. Criminals are extremely obsessive compulsive. And I'm not even saying the police are criminals here, though they're engaged in criminal, unconstitutional, racketeering, intimidation, color of law, garbage. I'm not saying they're consciously criminal, but the social engineers that are coming up with this on record are criminals. And we're going to be going over that. So that's just one of the articles I've got here. I mean, there's got to be more than 200 today. This is a mass load of information. We're going to be breaking that down. A DNC sends out email defending Obama from impeachment possibility. And the Daily Caller makes a joke out of this. This is very serious. There is, according to many congresspeople I've talked on and off air, a major move of impeachment being looked at for at least the attorney general. And, of course, just like with Nixon, if that starts with the attorney general and others, it's over. If cabinet-level people get targeted in impeachment, it'll turn into a criminal investigation of the fraudster-in-chief, the Lord of Obamacare. So we're going to be breaking it all down straight ahead. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a...
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
It's global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on another live worldwide broadcast, the 29th day of December, 2013. And again, this will be the last Sunday broadcast of 2013, but we'll be here live tomorrow and again then on Tuesday into New Year's. I haven't decided yet if we'll be live New Year's Day. I think I'm going to wait until New Year's Eve to see if some huge news story befalls us, and then I will be here live on New Year's Day. But we are live on this Sunday edition, and then we'll be back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here every Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and of course a lot of affiliates, about half of them roughly, don't carry the show live, so you're hearing it at different times all around the country. Some stations, in fact, air this Sunday show later in the evening the next day and have a special edition. So we want to thank all of those great affiliates out there for being fellow travelers in liberty, not fellow travelers in collectivism and tyranny. All right, let me just give you some of the headlines. I'm going to try my best to go over these and then open the phones up on some big questions I've got that I want to get your take on out there. Hope you had a great Christmas, and we're plunging into 2014, such a critical year. DNC sends email defending Obama from impeachment possibility. And some of the conservative groups made a joke about this, saying, oh, you guys are paranoid. Oh, well, that's what the blue blood Republicans hope, is they don't want to impeach Obama. That'll bring justice to the whole system and scare the abuse of power. They want Obama to leave office so the Republican establishment can seize power and use all these new dictatorial goodies and precedents that Obama has set. We want to bring Obama and his cohorts that, I don't want to exaggerate, have probably done five times more tyranny than any other president before him. And again, I was a big critic of Bush, folks. Obama is literally so horrible and has carried the ball for tyranny. He basically made like 1,000 touchdowns against liberty. I mean, it's just so devastating so horrible. We've got to reverse all this, and you've got to have investigations. You've got to impeach people. You've got to jail people. Or it sets the precedent, and they get away with it. So we're going to be talking about that today. Listen to this Daily Caller. DNC sends email defending Obama from impeachment possibility. The Democratic National Committee sent out a paranoid email Saturday evening urging supporters to vote for Democrats so the Republicans can't impeach President Obama. They went on to say it's desperate in 2014. If the Tea Party people get in, they'll impeach him. Oh, that's actually true. That's why you've got the Republican leadership, Boehner and Rove and all of them, the people that helped write Obamacare, on record. All together, you've got them working in concert to try to keep Obamacare in place, to try to keep the Federal Reserve in place, to try to keep the status quo of galloping tyranny in place. And so you've got the big Republican associations of manufacturers and the different business groups that have actually deindustrialized this country, the groups that are actually insiders who only want business for themselves and want big government to shut down their competition. All the big Republican blue blood scum groups, mafia groups, who helped create the modern Democratic Party, basically, as their fake loyal opposition. So the Democrats are so horrible, you keep voting for the blue bloods. The blue bloods are all lined up with the Democrats. And when an Obama speech leaks or a Biden speech leaks, who are they talking about? They're talking not about the Russians, not about the Shycoms, not about any of that. They're worried about the Tea Party. That's why it's so fashionable in even mainline neocon talk radio to bash the Libertarian Tea Party. Because they're the only people that know what's going on. They're not perfect, but they're the only possible opposition to the globalist takeover. They understand the basics. And the public sees them as the opposition properly. And so it's growing at the state and federal and local level. And that is panicking the system right now across the board. That is panicking the system at every single level. So the entire power structure who's tried to co-opt the Tea Party in the last 7-8 years, back when Ron Paul first founded it, then they couldn't co-opt it, they couldn't derail it, they couldn't buy it off because it was an idea. So even if they bought it off, the crowds just went somewhere else. The idea continued on like the phoenix out of the ashes. And so now they're trying to kill it. I mean, just look it up. It's in the news every day. The entire Republican blue blood establishment, the entire globalist banking cartel, the entire military industrial complex, they are all on record steamrolling ahead as viciously as they possibly can to get rid of it. And they know if there's a Tea Party sweep into the House and even a few seats in the Senate, there will be impeachment. And folks, Obama makes Richard Nixon look like the Archangel Gabriel or something. As bad as Nixon was, he did not want to destroy America. He did not want to destroy all the families. He did not want to totally socialize everything. He just wanted power and control. And the elites couldn't fully control him, so they set him up and basically had him impeached. And that's all been declassified and come out. Bob Woodward of the Naval Intelligence and others with the CIA infiltrating his own organization and his own group, making him paranoid to target his political opposition and then bringing him down. And I'm not romanticizing Nixon. They were looking at plans to bomb their own RNC event. It even has come out on PBS and Frontline to blame it on their political opposition. That's how bad Nixon was. He was going to blow stuff up and blame it on his political opposition because he thought they were evil and needed to be done. But he at least thought he was good. With these people, with these globalists, they are all about criminal, total domination of the individual, the wrecking of America forever, period. And that's why it's total scorched earth, salting the earth, massive economic, cultural siege of America to fully bring us into the new world order. Because you can't have our country owning guns and having private property when the globalists are getting rid of that worldwide, except for offshore corporations that are above the law and have corporate diplomatic immunity. So that's what's happening. That's why 2014 coming up is so incredibly critical. But the loyal opposition neocons posing as libertarian conservative groups are always there joking and laughing and, ha ha, no one would ever impeach Obama. How ridiculous. Who would think of such a thing? Paranoia. No, no, we must move forward to impeach the attorney general for Fast and Furious and all the other lies. And Hillary, I don't care if she's left office, you know, drag her up there over Benghazi and caught lying and caught lying about Obamacare. I mean, it should be, but see, the Republican leadership is all involved in this. They're all corrupt as well. So who are they going after? Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Pat Drudge, Alex Jones, people like that. They're demonizing anyone who just isn't completely sold out to tyranny and who isn't an insane control freak. All right, folks, we're going to come back. See, I got to one story. I said I have about 150, 200. I haven't counted them here, but there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 stacks. Some of these stacks have as many as 10 articles in them. So, I don't know, 150 or something. I'm going to try to get to it as fast as I can on the other side. We have got so much to cover. I am Alex Jones. Infowars.com is our website. Prison Planet. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure the sought after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend. You will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as has glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Widow, as they're called, suicide bomber, hit a major city in Russia, killing at least 15 people. And it's reported an Islamist attack with an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group. Guess who on record runs Al-Qaeda out of Dagestan on record? The criminals that run our government. And they were busy beavers over the Christmas holiday in Libya, in Iraq, in Syria, in Egypt. I have a stack of news articles here where the radical Islamists attacked Christians' churches, in some cases killing more than 100 people per church. They would blow them up during Christmas services, Catholic churches, Orthodox churches, all those ancient churches. And reportedly, in Syria, they would tell them as they bombed them and the people would run out, they would shoot them, leave Syria, you are invading, even though these Christians were there for 1,000 years before there were any Islamists in Syria. Syria is, next to like Galilee in Israel, the oldest seat of Christianity. Just a little newsflash for everybody. Syria is, next to Israel, the oldest Christian settlements in the world. Let's just get that straight. Islamist students torch buildings at university in Egypt. Christian bombings kill 34 in Iraq. Reuters, Christmas Day bombing, kill 37. Christmas attack shows security challenges in Iraq, Afghanistan. But notice the media didn't want to report. You could find it. It was in the back of the paper or hidden on the Internet that there were just hundreds of attacks all over Syria. Killing the Christians. That's where it really happened. But see, our government's openly funding the Islamists to do this. Kenyan police seek youths over Christmas Day church burnings. Reuters. On and on and on. I think I'll stop right there. And folks know that I'm not, quote, an Islamophobe. In fact, the neocons, they were busy getting rid of our Bill of Rights and Constitution in the 8 years before Obama got in. And, of course, the Democrats more than happy to use all that power now and all that unconstitutional garbage to say the Tea Party are the new enemy. You notice that happen. You notice the whole Homeland Security apparatus is pointed at anybody who's not a total criminal, anybody who actually loves freedom, anybody who actually cares about having a future, who doesn't have a criminal instinct. I don't care whether you're a classical liberal, libertarian, or conservative. These people are literally demonizing us and coming after us. This is a political purge. Total creepville. And my issue is they always say, Alex, you say there's no radical Islam, and you know, you say that Bush with TNT blew up the World Trade Center. I never said that. I said criminal elements in our government have been funding radical Islam since they took the keys away from the British Empire, and Hitler had it during World War II when he took over the Middle East and North Africa, and they have used those groups to menace the world and to take over countries, and then now they use them to attack us so they can then take our rights. And it doesn't mean they totally run them. They just fund them, open the door for them, let them come in and attack in a false flag. Just like Richard Nixon, it's been declassified, was going to bomb his own RNC and blame it on his political enemies. called a frame-up. The oldest thing in the book in criminology, it is ancient, framing someone. Look at who has the motive to get all this power, all this control, set up a police state in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, they are turning them loose in North Africa, Central Africa, Western Africa, Eastern Africa. Al-Qaeda, they bring Al-Qaeda into... It came out in the Ivory Coast this year in mainstream news. We covered the reports here at the time that the governments in multiple countries in Africa said, listen, we're pro-West, we're Christian. You are giving Al-Qaeda control of these oil refineries, and then they pull out when the special forces or the mercenaries show up, and you just use it to steal our national refineries in the name of protecting them. You are running Al-Qaeda. And then the prime minister gets shot the next day after he says that. I mean, that, folks, let me explain. This is 101. You want to take over, take everybody's freedom, get trillions of no-bid contracts? You go fund hundreds of thousands of crazy jihadis. You give them high-tech weapons in Benghazi. You let them go on complete rampages worldwide. The public doesn't know the difference between a Shiite and a Sunni, a Wahhabist. So you tell them, the public, give your rights up or Al-Qaeda will kill you. This is 101 strategy, and the general public has no idea how things even work, and it's very frustrating to me to sit here and to watch radical Islam, the very tip of the spear of radical Islam, funded by the criminals that have hijacked our government. And that's another reason Obama and all these people need to be impeached, because before they were a little more sneaky back in Jimmy Carter's day, funding and creating Al-Qaeda and the Taliban in 1979. Brzezinski's written 3 books bragging about it since then. That's how dumb they think you are. They admit to these crimes. His national security advisor is Zbigniew Brzezinski. They've been smarter since then, to cover it up. Now they don't even care. They just openly, here's TOW missiles. Here's heat-seeking missiles. Here's anti-tank missiles. Here's heavy artillery. Here, Al-Qaeda. Here's armored vehicles. Here's air support. Go take over, blow up churches, murder everybody. The Pentagon now admits, I was watching C-SPAN earlier in the week. We had it on in the back, and I was up here working, so I just kept walking in, like watching 30 minutes of this, 30 minutes of that, and I was watching this C-SPAN event on Middle Eastern studies from Georgetown, and they had this top professor in there, and he was from Qatar, and they were just admitting all this. Well, the American plan did quite well to break up Iraq and destabilize it. Now it's in total turmoil. And we appreciate that in Qatar and Saudi Arabia. And now our program is to destabilize everyone but us. And it's all these professors and media there and all these policy wonks. They all know how things work because they've been involved setting the policy. And I'm sitting there watching them admit this on national television. I know that only policy wonks watch that. C-SPAN has a tiny audience, usually, unless it's got big debate feeds or whatever. They could have millions watching. But it might have had maybe 10,000 people watching it, and it's all professors and policy wonks. And what I'm telling you is, that's why I get so angry and frustrated. They're all admitting all this. You notice everything I talk about keeps coming true, because it already had come true. I'm not predicting anything. This stuff's already going on. I tell you about it. Later, they have to admit it. You predicted that. I didn't predict this. They're hiding in plain view like an elephant in the room. The Republican leadership with foreign banks, with the Democratic leadership, wrote Obamacare as a foreign corporate tax. And now Boehner and all of them are trying to destroy the Tea Party so they can bankrupt this country. It's very frustrating. All right, I've covered 2 stories now. I'm going to give you the number. I want to get your take when we come back. I'm going to give the number. Open the phones out. I want to get your calls on what's going to happen in 2013 into 2014. Stay with us.
You better watch out. You sure better cry. Your lease going to pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving me.
your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list. They're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
GCN thanks our listeners for all your support this year. We wish you all the best in 2014. Happy New Year from GCN.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to hear what you think was the biggest story of 2013, not just the biggest stories that mainstream media covered, Miley Cyrus, you know, licking on wrecking balls or other distractions, or what Kanye West or Justin Bieber did. No, I want to hear from you what you think the biggest story really was and what you think is going to happen in 2014. It's such a critical year, not just here but worldwide, as so many events converge together. In really a socio-economic, political ripple effect, or almost pre-singularity. Massive changes are happening everywhere. The toll-free number to join us, on those subjects I just mentioned is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. That's a different number than weekdays. Weekdays, the network takes the calls, and we take them from Minnesota. I'm based here in Austin, Texas, and on the Sunday show, it's all produced right here in Austin, Texas, from South Austin. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And it's wide open as long as your phone has good audio quality. I tell you, phones just get worse and worse, and studies show that, both cell phones and landlines. Unless you're talking about Skype or other systems like that. So again, I think we're going to start taking more Skype calls. We should set it up where we can take FaceTime calls. Did you ever think about that, guys? We can give out a FaceTime number and do what talk radio hasn't done and revolutionize stuff. Boom, I want that in the new studio, where we have a FaceTime number. And then it can come in like 3-4 in queue, or take one as it comes in, put it on air. You'll have to screen it, though, if it's a video call, to make sure it's not a naked woman or something. But it's internet, and, you know, we can have a delay. Oh, my gosh, see. Watch, Glenn Beck will be doing this next week. That's all they do is listen to my show, but that's fine. I love it. That's my broadcast as well. It's good to be innovating things here. All I want to do is beat tyranny. The greatest compliment is imitation, ladies and gentlemen. See, I want to have more brainstorms. I want to innovate like I used to do. I've gotten bigger, so I'm always busy trying to keep all the other operations running, and I'm not innovating like I've been wanting to, but we're about to innovate. It's so frustrating. But we're so close to the redesigns on the new sites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We are so close, just almost ready with that. And we've got the new TV studio done, rolling out in the next few weeks. And we've got the reporters online and trained and up to speed, doing a great job. And the crew and the financial funding with our sponsors and the products we sell at InfowarsStore.com. It is such a blessing. 2014 is going to be a key year for the InfoWar. Believe it. Okay, so coming up in the next segment, your phone calls. Now, let me continue with some of the other articles. Exclusive U.S. government urged to name CEO to run Obamacare, Reuters is reporting. Isn't that just special? And again, they're going to put it into a whole process, and oh my gosh, the CEO will fix it, and Congress has got to agree to whatever the CEO wants, Obama's puppet. Or we won't make it work. See, you create something that's a ripoff. You claim it's an accident written by the insurance companies to increase prices and protect them from losses and make you buy their products and lower the quality of care and so many other things and give government control of all your data and make your data public where they can share it. I mean, that's what it is, a giant 10,000-page screw job. And they tell you, oh, we're going to polish this dropping. We're going to put perfume and lipstick on this giant 800-pound pig. We're going to tell you it's Betty Page, Marilyn Monroe. We're going to tell you it's Kate Upton. You're like, that looks like an obese pig to me with warts all over it. And they're like, well, that's because you're a conspiracy theorist. I'm like, it's wallowing in mud and oinking. They're like, no, it's not. It's wearing a swimsuit. That's Obamacare. It's a giant fat pig with warts all over it in a bikini. And I mean, it's just, and they're telling you it's Marilyn Monroe. So that's what's going on here. And I predicted this with my experts like Dr. Blaylock and others. Before it happened, we told you what they were going to do because they've done it in other countries. Here's another one. White House looks to spread good Obamacare news. And they basically go on to admit in this report that there's no way they can do it from Politico, that there is no good news. But it's going to be a bunch of propaganda. Now, you're a winner. Don't let the Republicans win. You know, support Obamacare. When the Republican leadership had more to do with creating this rape job than the Democrats did. The Republican blue blood leadership literally conceived of this abomination 10 years ago as the ultimate wet dream screw job for foreign megabanks of direct taxes for corporations on the American people. And the Democrats, they love it because it'll bankrupt America. So they're all on the same team. They want to collectivize this. This is it. It's the ultra-rich funding centralization, folks, and authoritarian moves towards autocratic systems. MSNBC Dyson says, Phil Robertson and Duck Dynasty, part of majority white supremacist culture. And I told you that that was coming. You see, free speech is racist. Guns are racist. The NRA is the Klan, even though they were founded to arm blacks to fight the Klan. Facts don't matter. Obamacare is a great deal. I'm racist if I don't agree with it. So I agree with it. Oh, don't call me racist. Oh, my goodness, political correctness and being trendy. Oh, my gosh, I would get in a fetal position and urinate all over myself on the ground in a catatonic state begging if someone called me racist. Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. This is what they're doing now, see? Now, if someone's allowed to have free speech, it's racist. Now, if somebody can say, I like women, not men, that's racist. I happen to be surfing through the television today. I hardly ever watch TV, but they had a episode of the new Two and a Half Men on FX or something. And so I started watching it. Because whenever I watch it, I realize that I am responsible for Charlie Sheen not being the main character on it. I mean, on record, I'm sitting there watching it. And then it goes to commercial and comes back. And I watched most of the show. And the whole show was promoting people to be homosexual. And I'm like, talk about overselling and being beat over the head. What is the agenda here? Well, this is the only right you're going to have. You're going to have NSA spying on you. Foreign banks are going to take money out of your bank account, make you buy Obamacare. They're going to devalue the dollar. There's going to be no future in America. But by golly, we're going to have gay people getting married. It's just a huge distraction to make us all fight with each other. And I know I'm stating the obvious here, but it's just to see the brainwashing, to see the agenda. And then I flipped to some other news channel, and they were saying the same thing. And then I flipped to another channel, and it was just all they were doing was gay, 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 gay. And then I went to brunch at a restaurant, and they had the news on without the audio, and it was gay, 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 gay. And then I got in my car, I was listening to talk radio, and it was gay, 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 gay. And I was just like, and I walk in here and the stacks of articles they're printing off, gay, 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 gay. And I'm just like, my God, is there anything else going on here? I mean, this is like sexual harassment, folks. I mean, if I tuned into the news channels and they were like, yeah, sex with women, men and women having sex, men and women having sex just over and over again, I'd be like, why is that all they talk about? It's like being beat over the head. You get sick of it. I'm just sick of the social engineering. And then parents aren't parents and dads are bad. And that's the other message. The men are all attacked and heterosexuals were being made fun of on Two and a Half Men. That was the other part. So it's not just gay, 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 gay. It was men bad, masculine men bad, family bad. And I'm just like, what type of society are these screwballs trying to set up here? I mean, I'm living in the middle of a frickin' twilight zone at this point. No wonder mainstream media is dying. No wonder people want to look at a bunch of rednecks praying around the table. Because people know this trendy culture has brought us depression and collapse and mindlessness and vapidness and shallowness. And so people are like, maybe hillbillies in camo with big beards are going to give me salvation. People are looking for leadership. They're looking for something else. When we come back, I've got the clip of MSNBC run by the White House saying that there's a majority white supremacist culture. And that statement means the majority white population are white supremacists. Let me give you a news flash. Whites are basically 50% of the population. Most of them are old. There's not going to be any white people to point your finger at in another generation and say, there's the bad man. Say goodnight to the bad guy. To quote Tony Montana.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Loaded phone lines, and I'm going to start taking them before this hour ends, and then all through the next hour, interspersed with a lot of news that I haven't gotten to yet, and breaking news that is unfolding as we speak. New TSA news, new NSA news, new laws allowing driverless cars all over the country. We're going to break that down and what that means for you and your family. I'm going to tell you where the driverless car situation is going. You're going to have to pay a lot extra if you don't have a robot driving your car. That's where it's going. I'm going to tell you the rest of the story coming up. Total control. We're going to be getting into the whole cashless society and what's really behind the Target cards, millions of those being hacked and identities being stolen. We have a special video report up on Infowars.com breaking that down right now. We also have tycoon Robert Wilson gives away $800 million fortune before jumping to his death in New York City. All of that and more is coming up today. But again, you didn't know that Phil Robertson wasn't just a homophobe for saying, man, he's sick of the whole gay mafia agenda. Constantly just parroting and promoting an agenda even to children in schools. And, of course, Robertson's now been restated onto the show because of the incredible backlash. Well, now MSNBC host has come out and said, well, this is part of the white supremacist majority. And of course, the only majority is white in this country. It's aging. It's providing the folks that are taking care of them with jobs. I've got to say, I'm not into white supremacist ideas. I love all cultures and groups. But, man, it's kind of weird to know that Europe has 1.3 replacement rates for every two adults. They have 1.3 kids. I'm not Japanese, but to know the Japanese went from a 1.3 to now a 1.0, and men won't marry women and women won't marry men, and it's a total collapse. I'm watching civilizations die, and it is very, very upsetting to watch the industrialized world committing suicide and the establishment media helping grease the skids for it. But then I can't run to the third world because it's collapsing into tyranny. I'm telling you, this world is getting crazy. Because it's easier to be evil if you're a social engineer and part of the power structure and to rationalize that that's a good idea and that the public doesn't deserve to be uplifted and to make people dependent than it is to really try to play by the rules of humanity and build up society. And so that's why things are so bad. And they're going to get a lot worse before they get better. But we're here exposing the real agenda. That's the good news. But before I go to your calls, I thought I'd play this clip of the demonization. I told you it was coming that Phil Robertson was a racist with no proof. Because MSNBC's called me deeply racist and then show no proof. They just say deeply racist, like saying Barack Obama eats children's brains every morning and then moving along. Of course, there's no proof he does that. I imagine that's the kind of stuff goes on with all the flies that are... He had flies landing on him again at a press conference. I mean, it's like the devil or something. It's like Animaville horror. But the point is that it'd be like saying Hillary Clinton went to the moon and not having proof. So now they're again race baiting. They're screwing everybody, cheating everybody. We should all be unified around due process and liberty and free market and what made America great and what works and what we know doesn't work is socialism and collectivism. Instead, it's all, no, fight with each other over sexual preferences, over religion, over race. Fight with each other while the establishment robs you seven ways to Sunday. Divide and conquer. Balkanization. Oldest trick in the book. The Romans wrote volumes on it. I've read at least five books I can remember by Roman generals and Roman emperors about how they would divide and conquer people. And I'm telling you, stuff written 2,050 years ago by Julius Caesar, The Battle for Gaul, a collection of letters to the Senate. Go read it. It used to be required reading in like the 10th grade. That's when I read it. And everybody's like, we have to read this, all boring. It was, every chapter was incredible. Every chapter was like 5, 6, 7 battles, how they divided one group from the other, how to manipulate groups where they were invading in other areas. This has worked real good with the Germans, and this works real good with the French, called the Gauls. And then I read the slave manuals on how to control black slaves. It's exactly the same stuff. And later, it was in the news, I think it was Walter Williams, like 15 years ago, wrote about it, how they got these Caribbean manuals in French translated into English, admitting it came from Roman slave manuals that were mainly white slaves. And you're sitting here going, wow, they still use old Roman slave manuals of divide and conquer on us today because it works, because those people 2,000 years ago were just like us. Acted just the same, and so why do something new? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I sit here watching them social engineer people. I sit here watching them manipulate us, robbing us of our freedom, robbing us of our real equality, robbing us of our health, our future, playing God, turning the world over to the very worst people in society. And I just want people to become aware of the manipulation. Because you're smart, folks. You've learned how to be cool or how to like football or how to invest in the phony stock market, the facade. But if you learned how the world really worked and learned about how the establishment wants to keep you distracted with petty issues and celebrity and all this other garbage, they want to keep you distracted because they don't want you involved in the real game of life, the real things that are going on around us. But again, here is the hardcore, red-hot poker of race politics, race hustling, limousine, authoritarian liberals sticking a hot poker into our flesh and then pouring salt in the wound, saying, you know what, free speech is racist, and the majority in America, white people, are all supremacist, and they need to go down. This is the type of warfare they engage in on MSNBC. Here it is.
The mythology is that all interested parties should come to the table, but let's not pretend that African-American people have had control of the law where that they have indicated that Jim Crow was against poor white people. There is not an equality of means of representing your interests or means of asserting oppression. So when we have this mythology of all come to the table, let's at least be honest about who has been provided opportunity to get their viewpoint broadcast more broadly. And Phil Robertson and the Duck Dynasty is part of a majority white supremacist culture that either consciously or unconsciously incubates hatred toward those who are different.
All right, well, I want to say this, folks. I would like to see people, I don't care what color you are. These are the folks always talking about color because they're the race managers. And I'm not saying the old civil rights movement was bad. No, I'm saying the new groups in control are total manipulators with an agenda of division. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. If I'm walking down the street and I see a painter, I don't look if they're Hispanic, black, white, or who they are. If it's a neat painting, I admire them and I want to talk to them. If I'm sitting in a bar ordering dinner and there's an old black guy sitting there and he's interesting and has a lot of great points, I admire him. I see electricity in his eyes, his humanity. I pick up on it. I feel drawn to him. I like him. I want to go fishing with him. If it's an old white man, a woman, a Hispanic, I don't care. I like humanity and cool people. But I don't like big gangs of people who say, oh, whites are all in a gang. Bring them down. The truth is, humanity needs to get in a gang promoting liberty and freedom together and realize the globalists are the main gang trying to divide us so we can't come together around basic Bill of Rights, basic Constitution. That's the larger plan. And what's sick is, everything the establishment does in the name of equality is meant to create inequality. All right, listen, I'm going to go to break, come back. We'll take calls the next hour. I didn't get to them this hour, but I will next hour. Andrew, Chris, Dennis, Phyllis, Brad, Philip, Dennis, Jason, Gabrielle, Sean, Dustin, Hunter, and more. I will take your calls as soon as we come back at the start of the next hour, and then I'll have to wait to the last segment of the show to get to all this other news on driverless cars and the big secret behind those, the latest MSNBC attack on the Second Amendment, the latest attack on the Second Amendment via shutting down lead bullets. We're going to get into key info about federally funded highway DNA checkpoints sprouting up nationwide that are going from voluntary to mandatory, as we warned you they would. All this and more coming up in the second hour of this worldwide transmission. And social workers worldwide are taking children from their parents that are overweight, but then also not letting the kids exercise at school, banning tag, banning athletics, claiming it's dangerous. So the nanny state bans kids playing outside, but then when your kid becomes overweight eating GMO, they take them from you. It's an incredible attack on the family. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Normal.